This is your wake-up call.
The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Being a mother... Being a-
Good morning.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
How are you, DJ Envy?
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day?
Well, not only that it's hump day, but it's very amazing, great news for me and Angela Yee. I know a lot of stuff is going on in the world, but we have something that's major that's finally kicked off, and I'm so excited about it.
Yes, our juice bar is
finally... Our juice bar is finally open. It's open today.
It took like 10 years.
It did take like 10 years. It's finally open. It's not the huge grand opening. It's just a soft opening. So if you're in Brooklyn, you want to stop by, I'll be there today. I'm sure Angela, you will be there today. We're very excited about it. We got our shipment and delivery yesterday of fruits and vegetables and everything. And I'm super duper excited.
Yeah, everything is stocked up. I was there till kind of late last night, you know, so... But I plan to be there a lot. Pretty
you and
much
me
every
both.
Day.
Well, I don't know about every day, but I'll be there a lot. Now, I did, can I say urinate? I did urinate in your bathroom. Angela Yee designed the bathroom in the juice bar that is pretty amazing.
It's a beautiful bathroom.
I'm not going to lie. I felt at home urinating in that bathroom. You talk about, it's gold wallpaper lined with gold metallic on the wall. With black everything and black wood. It was very nice.
Yes, the toilet is black. The sink is black. The urinal is black.
It was very nice. I almost fell asleep in there. I felt very comfortable.
It has a chandelier.
I actually washed my hands because some places it's like too dirty. You don't want to touch the sink. I actually touched the sink.
Well, good for you.
That was pretty amazing.
I don't want you sitting down.
Experience in there. I almost did number two in there. It was a great experience.
Calm down. We got a lot of more special things coming, so that should be really fun. But yesterday was another disheartening day.
Yeah, it was another disheartening day.
Yes, Keith Lamont Scott, yet another incident, this time in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah, they said he was waiting for his child at the bus stop.
As he did every day.
As he was reading a book, and they said police were looking for somebody else, and I guess might have believed he was the person that they were looking for, and shot and killed him.
I don't even know if they thought he was the person they were looking for.
This seems weird. They said he got out the car. They seen that he had a gun, allegedly. And
witnesses are saying he didn't have a gun.
They said
a
book. Yeah. Which is real crazy, man. I don't even know what to say to my son anymore. He looks at me, and I kind of just give him the shrug like, I don't know. Like, I honestly don't know. He looks at me like, Dad, another one, and I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't know how do we stop this. I don't know what goes on from here. I honestly don't know. You know, and it's scary because I have two African-American young boys that are out there that I have to grow up in this world.
And it's tragic that you could really be doing the right thing, waiting for your young son to get off the bus from school, reading a book. And something tragic like that could happen.
But I don't, like, what do you tell the kids out there? What do you tell the youth? Don't be afraid. I'm afraid. So how do I tell them not to be afraid when I'm scared to death? I don't want to get pulled over.
I was also reading about an inmate who died of dehydration. Did you see that story?
Yeah, they didn't give him any water.
For like 6 days, and people were telling him, listen, if something happens to him, that's on you. And how do you not give an inmate water? You just want them to...
For 6 days.
That sounds crazy. But okay.
I don't know where this world's going to. All right, so I guess we're going to be talking about all that in front page news when we come back. Keep it locked. It's Controller, it's Drake, it's Popcorn, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Okay. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
What's happening? Good morning.
Let's get in some front page news. Now, let's talk about this shooting in Charlotte and what happened.
Yeah, we're still trying to figure out everything that happened. But what we do know is that Keith Lamont Scott, 43 years old, was killed. He was waiting for his son to get off the school bus. Mm. And according to police officers, he exited his vehicle with a firearm, then got back in. When officers approached the car, they said he got out of the car with the gun again. Now, some bystanders were saying that he didn't have a gun at all. He actually had a book.
Had a book.
They also are saying that he was mentally disabled. I don't know how true that is, but this is what witnesses were saying that were at the scene. Police officers are saying a different story. There were demonstrations afterward, and police started using tear gas and flashbangs to disperse those demonstrators. And actually, the police were guarding a Walmart store because those protesters did smash the store's windows, according to media reports.
Yeah, I've been hearing so many conflicting reports. I heard he had a gun. I heard he did have a gun. I heard the police recovered a weapon, but then they said he was just a disabled person reading a book waiting for his son. Like,
right,
the detectives
are saying they recovered a firearm. People at the scene were saying that he never had a firearm. There was a woman who claims to be his sister that was on Facebook Live after the incident, so they're still trying to verify who everybody is, but she's saying they planted the gun on him, so we don't know exactly what happened. And they are still investigating.
What pissed me off is they've been talking more about the protest than the actual shooting. I got more details about the protest and protesters throwing rocks and protesters throwing water bottles and shaking cars, but I want to know about the shooting. What happened with the shooting?
I mean, you almost...
Did he have a book?
That's the beauty of social media. The beauty of social media is that social media can take a lot of these situations that they may try to sweep under the rug and magnify them and put a light on them.
And shout to our family in North Carolina. What is it, 103.3?
Yes, salute to
103.3. I was just in Charlotte on Saturday.
The Queen City. Oh, that's one of my favorite cities in America.
Friday to Saturday.
Absolutely. And let's talk about this inmate that got killed.
This happened in Milwaukee. Okay, jail inmate Terrell Thomas, he was doing time. He was arrested in connection with the casino shooting. He wasn't charged. He wasn't found guilty yet. He just had been arrested. He was there for 9 days. Mm-hmm. And they did not give him water for 6 days.
Six?
Now, that jail is also operated by a Donald Trump supporter and Black Lives Matter opponent, Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. Now, according to
reports, hate Sheriff Clark, by the way.
Fellow inmates of the Milwaukee County Jail were saying that he was begging and pleading for something to drink in the days leading up to his death. Those cries for help and water went unanswered, and he was pronounced dead. The medical examiner did say that in addition to him dying of being dehydrated, they are also labeling this death a homicide.
Sheriff Clark,
it is.
The Satan lives in Sheriff Clark. I can see the flames coming out of his butt. All right? Mm-mm. If you watch Sheriff Clark on CNN, you'd be like, who is this evil-ass man that's ready to take over the whole universe?
He was he's African-American.
Yes,
for people that don't know.
He was never even found guilty, and they just decided, even if he was,
he's been no water for
6 days.
How can you not give him water for that long?
They said the other inmates were even telling the officers, hey, you have to give him some water. If something happens to him, this is on you.
And I thought if they didn't charge you, they can only keep you for a certain amount of time.
Well,
I thought it was like 24 hours.
He was there for 9 days.
And with no charges?
I don't know. What
Sheriff
was
David Clark is an evil, evil man, man. Watch him on CNN. You can see the devil in his eyes.
He said they actually deliberately shut off the water flow to his cell.
I can see the devil in his eyes and his flames coming out of his butt. Mm. All right? Sheriff Clark is an evil, evil man.
What is going
Very
on?
Very nasty disposition. That's the word, right?
Yeah, disposition.
I started to say deposition, but that sounded like something you do with your lawyer.
That is. You're pretty close
okay.
to it.
Okay, ooh, drop one of Clues Bombs for me for knowing
he
my
He didn't
words.
Really pronounce it right. Boom. He almost did. Half a bomb. Boom, you stop it. Stop it. Half a bomb. Thank you.
I didn't pronounce it right.
No, you didn't.
I said deposition.
Deposition.
Whatever. Deposition is what Cam and Jules do. And Jim.
That's Dipset position.
Salute to Dipset.
This guy. Yeah, all right. That's front page news. Tell him why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you had a bad morning, bad night, something that just doesn't sit right with you.
Maybe the news just has you really depressed.
Oh, stop watching the damn news.
No, you can't.
I'm not going to lie. Like, sometimes you just got to unplug. I told y'all I'm numb to it. I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. When I keep hearing about all these mass shootings of unarmed black men, it feels just like when the Cowboys take a loss, all right? I'm numb to it.
Well, tell
when we win,
money,
I'm
man.
Excited.
800-585-1051. If you're upset, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, good morning. This is the Mad Rap. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad. I'm mad because I hung out in the club last night, and there was too many good girls in there. Yo, for real, we don't need none of y'all good girls in the club. We need loose girls. We need drunk girls. We need sloppy girls. We need girls that's just going to go all the way. We don't need none of y'all nice girls in there. Go home. Go away. Talk about it. And tell me why you mad. Breakfast Club, for real.
Terry from North Carolina.
Terry, tell them why you mad, bro.
I'm mad because we haven't had justice all around America, and now I finally hit home. And, you know, it's like, well, what did they expect? Like, I mean, we just asking for justice.
America's your home, all right? I understand it's closer to where you live at, but we got to look at all these injustices like they're hitting close to home.
Hello, who's this?
This is Mac from South Florida.
Mac, tell him why you mad, bro.
You know why I'm mad, man? Because there's not enough brothers out here stepping up, man. The mentor these young cats, to let them know what this violence leads to. It's bad enough that the authorities are out here killing our children, but our children are out here killing our children. And then there's no brothers, you know, of old age. You know, I'm in my late 40s and such, and we just not taking a stand and coming together. We rather argue about sports, sit in bars, and waste our time drinking, worried about what Trump and Hillary going to do. No, we got to do something about these kids. These are our kids, and it takes a village. And when are we going to recognize that and come together as men of the community? It don't matter if you're black, white, Hispanic. It don't matter. We got to come together and make sure these kids have positive adults to look at and to resemble themselves after.
You're absolutely right.
I have no problem with nothing you're saying
you're
this morning,
right,
good brother.
I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. You know, this has been going on since the 80s.
Who wrote that for you, Tyler Perry?
Stop it, man. Stop it, man. Have a good morning, bro. Hello, who's this?
Jimmy, man.
Jimmy, why you mad, bro?
I'm real pissed off because, like, you got these people running around here, man. These Jamaicans, man. They doing too much, man.
Build a wall around them, man.
Wait, the Jamaicans? What are the Jamaicans?
Go build a wall around Jamaica.
Nah, what are they doing?
They just doing too much. Like, I'm at work. I'm getting that chicken. I'm getting that fatty. Next thing you know, I nod off for a second. I wake back up. I go back to the office. The boss like, yo, you fired. I'm like, fired? I'm like, what? I don't know what you're talking about.
And meanwhile, it's a Jamaican there that's working 10 jobs.
Showed me the video, man. I said, these Jamaicans, man, I was going for Hillary, but now it's like, I might as well let that man build that brick wall, man, and just go ahead and vote for Trump.
But he don't
like,
want to build the wall around Jamaica, sir. He wants to build it around Mexico.
He want to build it around here, too, and send everybody back home. Let me tell you something.
First of all, you will not sit here and insult Jamaicans. As long as that chicken stay jerked and the mocktails have the right gravy on them, God bless all Jamaicans.
Shout out to all the West Indians out there, man. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. Tell them why you're mad. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Too Good, Drake, Riri. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we've been getting a lot of tweets and hits on Instagram this morning about Shorty Low.
I've been seeing these stories that he's gotten killed in a hit and run.
It looked like Shorty Low has passed away. I don't want to report that, but I see everybody tweeting RIP Shorty Low. Mm-hmm. Salute to my man Headcrack. I saw Headcrack report that Shorty Low has passed away in a car crash.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I see a news report from
Atlanta rapper Shorty Low. He had to join Dano and done it all.
Now I see this news story. Fulton County police are investigating a hit and run which left one person dead and two people injured. It happened 2:20 a.m. Wednesday on I-285 southbound at Cascade Road, but they did not identify here. They said one person died after being ejected from the vehicle.
Damn. Well, if somebody can confirm for us that Shorty Low has indeed passed away, please do. If so, condolences to Shorty Low's family. Salute to the whole D4L.
Mm-hmm.
Salute to all the Bankhead.
Wow.
Bowen Home Projects.
If that is true, rest in peace to Shorty Low. Now,
I'm still trying. I don't want to kill him off until we really know.
Well, shoot. Social media didn't kill him off.
They didn't kill him off already.
What is going on?
But we got rumors coming up. What else are we talking about in the rumors?
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. This was a crazy story yesterday, but apparently Angelina Jolie has filed for divorce, and mm-hmm. It looks like it's going to be a battle.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are getting divorced. Now, they have 6 kids together, and Angelina Jolie is actually asking for physical custody of their kids. She wants to have joint legal custody, which means he'll help make all the big decisions in the kids' lives as far as medical, everything. But she wants to have sole physical custody, which means it would be more limited as far as him spending time with the kids. Now, sources are saying that Angelina Jolie was fed up with how much weed he was smoking, how much he was drinking. She also believes he has an anger management problem, and she felt it was dangerous.
I only get angry when you all let me smoke my weed and have my liquor.
For the children, other people are saying that he allegedly cheated with his co-star, Marion Cotillard.
Hey, how you split. You lose him, how you got him, right?
And if you don't know what she looks like, if you have Revolt TV, you can see who she is. So we don't really know exactly what it is. She, according to Angelina Jolie, it really is his weed and drinking and anger issues.
Yeah, she's not going to admit that she lost her man to him cheating.
The same way.
That's how she got him from Jennifer Aniston. But, you know, white people are acting like their dog died over this. Like, pray for all the white people who are all in their feelings right now over this. Some are distraught because Brad and Angelina broke up. Some are just happy because they teamed Jennifer Aniston, so they feel like this is karma for same screen, for some strange reason. So pray for all the
this
white people.
This is their power couple. This is our Beyonce J&B.
Yeah. This definitely was a power couple. Now, Brad Pitt is furious that she is putting out these stories about him and that she feels like he poses a risk to their kids because of these alleged anger issues. He also feels like now the paparazzi is parked outside of their houses. It's dangerous for the kids and all of that. So he did release a statement, and he's just asking for people to just give them some space right now.
Oh, who gives it?
He said, I'm very saddened by this, but what matters most now is the well-being of our kids. I kindly ask the press to give them the space they deserve during this challenging time. Now, apparently the two of them have very different parenting styles. Angelina Jolie was a lot more laid back with the kids, and Brad Pitt was a lot more disciplined with them. So we don't know if he ever physically did anything, but the only way she probably would get sole physical custody is if she could prove that he somehow
abusive,
poses some type of harm.
A threat, right?
Or maybe uses drugs heavily, drinks heavily. But according to Brad Pitt's sources, he has never put his kids in any danger ever, and he will be fighting her to get joint physical custody. He does feel like she's a great parent, but he does not want to get thwarted as far as the kids.
Can't tell you how much I don't care. I wonder if Brad gonna love them little babies now that he ain't with his wife, though.
Of course he is.
Like, before, them ain't, four or five of them ain't his. It's only like one that's his.
I think there's one that's...
See if he loved them little black and Asian babies now that you don't have to.
He has said that he has never known...
They're still his child, though.
He has never known love like he loves his kids. Yeah,
okay.
So I'm absolutely sure.
I was thinking that, too, on the note.
We'll see.
Come on, guys.
They're not really...
That looked like that was all Angelina pick. I want that one. Give me that one. Give me that one right there.
That sounds ridiculous. And Gucci Mane is off of house arrest. He did announce on Snapchat that Waptober is on the way, and he captioned a photo of himself that taking off of his ankle bracelet. So Gucci Mane is allowed to be out of the house.
He's in New York tonight, too.
I'll drop on the Clues Bombs for Gucci Mane, damn it.
All right, and we told you about this earlier, Shorty Low. We're still confirming everything. Tracy E., she did post an Instagram picture. I guess Shorty Low was at Blue Flame Lounge in Atlanta, and allegedly there was a car accident. We know there was definitely a car accident and a person was thrown from the vehicle and killed. Reports are saying that it was Shorty Low. It was Young Jock's birthday party. They were out partying and this is allegedly what happened. So we are still trying to make sure we can confirm all of this before we tell you that Shorty Low has passed away.
I mean, it seemed like everybody else is confirming it.
Everybody else has confirmed it. But
salute to Shorty Low. Rest in peace to Shorty Low. Salute to the whole Bankhead. Salute to ATL.
D4L, his
Bowen
family.
Holmes, D4L, absolutely. Rest in peace to Shorty Low, man.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. We got front page news when we come back. We'll tell you about the protest in Charlotte. Also, a man dying in jail. He was begging for water. They didn't get him water for, what, 6 days?
That's right.
We'll tell you all about it when we come back. Here's Bryson Tiller. Don't. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Charlamagne Tha God, we are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, let's talk about the shooting that took place in Charlotte yesterday.
Yeah, this was an awful story for me to hear yesterday. Now, I remember I first heard it, and I was looking for more information on it, and I couldn't find it on any mainstream news site.
It was hard to find for me, too.
At first, right, when this first happened. But Keith Lamont Scott, 43 years old, was shot and killed by police officers. They were looking for a suspect with an outstanding warrant. They observed a person. This is in Milwaukee. He was not the suspect that they were looking for, but they said he was inside a vehicle at the apartment complex. They claimed that he exited the vehicle with a firearm and then got back in. When officers approached the car, they say that he got out of the car with the gun again. They thought he was a deadly threat, so they shot and killed him. Now, according to witnesses, he
this
did not have a
crazy
gun at all. They're saying that he was just waiting for his son to get off the school bus, and he actually had a book. So we don't know exactly what happened, but 12 officers are hurt now after demonstrators started a fire and shut down part of the interstate. And they said about 12 police officers were injured, squad cars damaged, and all of that when protests erupted.
No video for this one?
There's video afterward, just some Facebook Live video of the woman, a woman who's claiming to be Keith Lamont Scott's sister. And she's saying that he did not have a weapon, that police planted a weapon on him, and that he was just waiting for his son.
Yeah, I'm hearing so many conflicted stories. Police say they recovered a weapon.
Yeah,
people say they didn't have a weapon.
It just seems weird. If he was there waiting for his son, why would he jump out the car with a gun in his hand? That just seems strange.
Well, they say the police came to serve a warrant for somebody else.
Right, they were looking for someone else. They saw him. They said he had a gun. I don't know.
It seems strange, man.
Don't you know?
Now, let's talk about this inmate dying.
All right, well, this seems like a clear-cut case of homicide. The Milwaukee jail inmate, Terrell Thomas, he was doing time. He was arrested in connection with a casino shooting. But mind you, he was never found guilty. Just so you guys remember that he had never been proven guilty of this crime in a court of law. And he had been there for 9 days in the Milwaukee County Jail, which, by the way, the sheriff there is a very prominent Donald Trump supporter and Black Lives Matter.
Sheriff David Clark, he's complete trash.
Okay, apparently he was asking for water for 6 days.
That's crazy. They cut off
his water supply. Other inmates were saying that if something happens, it will be on their heads because they were basically not giving him any water, and he did die, according to the medical examiner in charge of his case. He died due to being cruelly dehydrated while locked in his cell.
I've never liked Sheriff Clark. He's a real-life supervillain, and not even the kind of villain that you root for in the movie, the kind of villain that you want to see something happen to.
And he's African-American for people who don't know.
Well, this is definitely a crime that he should be charged with.
Absolutely.
He'd be on CNN. He just got the worst energy. Like, I want to say the word, but I don't want to miss it.
Try it. Go ahead. I was going to help you, but I'm going to help you. Go ahead, try it.
Hold on. He's got the worst disposition. Oh, drop one of Clues Bombs.
Last time he said deposition, that's what he said, dip set position.
I landed that one.
he thought about that one.
No, he does, though. He's a very, very negative dude.
He is.
Very negative. You can see the evil in his eyes. You can see the devil in his eyes, and you can see flames coming out of his butt. Sheriff Clark is trash.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, we got to talk about the game now. The game was on Wendy Williams, and he talked about the three Kardashians he slept with.
Right.
We have the audio.
To that in a song.
Let's play the audio.
What's three? It gets a little tricky. China ain't married yet. In all chillness and all love, it's all love. Sometimes things happen and they're uncontrollable, but I'm a good guy. Those are good people, and it's all love.
So allegedly, it's Khloe, Kim, and Blac Chyna is the three girls he smashed.
The three Kardashians he smashed.
China's a Kardashian?
Well, that's what he said. It gets a little tricky because when she gets married, she'll be a Kardashian.
Mm.
So the question is, 800-585-1051, is it fair or is it foul to kiss and tell?
It's absolutely foul. I love when people are honest.
Well,
you know what I mean?
We'll talk about it when we come back.
If you ask me a question, I'm going to give you an honest answer, but nah.
Well, that's what he gave an honest answer.
Yeah, but you can't be talking about all
this. So what do you do? You don't give an honest answer or you
just
don't?
Just lie.
Well, it came up because he said it in a song.
We'll talk about it when we come back. 800-585-1051. Is it fair or foul, a kiss and tell? Call us up right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Oh, baby, I haven't heard this in a long time. Turn this up. Oh, baby.
We don't need that.
That was Khaled Drake for Free. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're taking your calls, 800-585-1051. We're talking about the game. He was on Wendy Williams' show, and he was actually in a rap song. He said that he smashed three Kardashians. Mm-hmm. Allegedly, it's Khloe, Kim, and Blac Chyna. And the reason Blac Chyna is because she's marrying Rob, which will make her our Kardashian. So the question is it fair or foul to kiss and tell? That is the question. Angela Yee.
Yes.
Fair or foul?
I think it's foul. I mean, when you do things like that, you sleep with women, there's a certain type of trust. And for women, too, don't kiss and tell. Don't tell the whole world, this is who I slept with, especially because you said you're friends with Kanye. He's married to Kim Kardashian now. Blac Chyna's pregnant. She's with Rob Kardashian. It's in the past.
Fair or foul, Charlamagne?
I think it's foul. I think it's foul. I think you should keep who you're having sex with to yourself. And it makes women not want to be hoes.
But now let me ask you a question. Now, with the game has been known...
He's more of the hoe if he's the one that slept with three women.
Okay, let me rephrase. It makes women not want to just be sexually free, okay, since you want to be politically correct.
Right. Why are they hoes, but he's not a hoe. He is a hoe, but I'm saying
it makes women not want to act like hoes. That's the difference between being a hoe and acting like one. But it makes women not want to be sexually free.
Now, let's talk about the game. The game is somebody who has mentioned who he smashed before, so it's never been a secret with him. He's even did a song, Wouldn't Get Far. So this is new to him. It's like smashing Superhead. She tells everybody. So are you surprised when she tells
I think Superhead's foul, too. I thought Superhead was foul when I was reading her book. I thought it was lame. And when I read her second book and she gave up who Big Papa was, you know what I mean? Just for no reason. I thought that was lame, too, especially when that dude was holding her down. I think it's foul to be out here talking about people you had sex with. That's what little kids do. You don't do that as a grown individual.
I agree. Keep your mouth shut.
Nick Cannon did it. I thought it was whack when he did it, too. I thought it was lame when Bow Wow did it. I think it's foul when you air out who you've been having sex with. And, once again, it makes women not want to be sexually free. It makes them not want to hoe out, okay? You're messing up the game for the next man.
I don't know.
Nah, you're messing it up for the next man because she's going to be thinking in her mind, how I know you ain't going to put me on blast like Game did or like Nick Cannon did or like Bow Wow did.
True. All right, well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Mr. Scissor Dill from Boston.
Okay, now what are you talking about? What do you feel about? Is it fair or foul, a kiss and tell?
It's never. You're supposed to never kiss and tell, ever. Only if you come in clean with your wife or something for cheating.
Hell no. That's when you definitely not supposed to kiss and tell.
Hello, who is talking about?
It is not valid to kiss and tell.
You said it's not bad?
It's not valid. You shouldn't do that.
Oh, not valid. Okay, not valid.
So you're supposed to just shut the F up and die with it, huh?
Exactly. And I just
want to
shout out to the BX, hey.
The Bronx, all right.
Basically, she just shouted out all the penis she be getting in the BX without naming names.
Yes, you did. I go outside the Bronx.
Okay.
Okay, got you.
800-585-1051. We're talking about, is it fair or foul to kiss and tell? Game says he slept with 3 Kardashians.
Right.
We'll take your calls when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about the game now in a song, and actually on Wendy Williams yesterday. He said he slept with 3 Kardashians. He alluded to Khloe, Kim, and Blac Chyna. Now, the reason Blac Chyna is kind of tricky because she's marrying Rob, which will make her a Kardashian.
Right.
So the question is it fair or foul to kiss and tell? I say absolutely positively foul. Keep
absolutely
your mouth shut.
Foul. There's
both
absolutely
sides.
No reason for you to be telling people where your penis goes.
Yeah, like, I mean, what happens in the bedroom is supposed to stay in the bedroom between me and you. Every little thing that we do.
And it's on both sides, too. It's on men and women. Women look lame when they kiss and tell, too. That's why I didn't like Superhead's book. But it looks even worse when men do it for some reason.
But you still
reason.
Read them, and you read both of them.
I did read both of them.
It was fascinating.
I did read both of them. But it was for research purposes, though.
And then Bobby Brown, in his book, he talked about certain situations we didn't know about prior.
I didn't like that either. But it was exciting because it's a dude from the hood talking about smashing Janet Jackson and Madonna. It's like, whoa, Bobby lived that life, but I didn't like that either. Like, you know, I don't need to know all that.
It sold some books, though.
Definitely.
Tell me that on the low. When we sitting around, you know,
in
saying,
the
me and Game just kicking it, and then, you know, yeah, you know I smashed that, right? Really?
What's going on?
But do it publicly on TV? Nah.
Hello, what's up, bro? What's your name?
Hey, my name's Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, we're talking about fair or foul or kiss and tell. What do you think?
All right, man. So this is what I say. When we're talking about the game and the Kardashians, them Kardashians haven't earned the respect to where you shouldn't talk about what they've done. And when you're messing with somebody like the game, you can't expect them to go on the track and not talk about it, you know? Especially when Kim K is showing what she got on album covers, man. She ain't earned that respect.
Now, that's true, too. Now, Kim K has talked about a lot of the penises she had in the past.
And she is known just for putting her life out there and being on reality TV.
So is Khloe.
Actually, she hasn't, though.
What?
Who have you ever heard Kim say she had sex with?
Chris Humphries.
She was married to Chris Humphries. Ray J was a sex tape. See, that's the other misconception about Kim. Let's play devil's advocate here. Who have you ever heard Kim Kardashian say she had sex with?
Bow Wow.
Bow Wow said that.
You've never heard her say that. So it's like that what he said doesn't really make no sense. I don't think a girl being a hoe.
We just know, but she's never said it.
We don't know.
No,
we just know what people say.
We don't know. Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's Terry from Duval, man. I'm calling in regards to that question y'all asking.
Okay.
All right, what do you think? Is it foul? Kiss and tell. What do you think?
It's completely foul. But I guess if you're kissing a Kardashian, I mean, you see what happened with Ray J. You know, he had his little session with Kim Kardashian. He went big, right? So I think Game is looking for publicity, man. I don't think it's really anything that he's trying to, you know, put out there. But I just personally think that he's just looking for a publicity stunt, really.
Okay.
Now, to be fair, Game is known for just sometimes saying whatever he feels like saying.
He'll tell you. He'll tell the truth.
Right.
He'll tell the truth. All right, so what's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story to me is a true gentleman doesn't kiss and tell. Simple as that. I don't care who the girl is.
Or a true gentlewoman.
I don't care who the girl is or what the girl's reputation is. Nobody needs to know what my penis was. And you mess up your future vagina intake by being that person.
Well, I think he'll be fine. I'm sure a lot of women will still sleep with him anyway.
Maybe. But then they might say, no, you went on Wendy Williams and told everybody who you had sex with. I can't trust you with my vagina.
Okay.
Or some girls would be like, man, put me on blast so everybody know who I am.
All right, well, yeah, we got rumors coming up.
Yeah, we'll talk about the game some more.
Another diss record. Oh, my goodness. He gets disrespectful.
Nah, Game, listen, Game can rap his ass off.
He can rap his ass off.
Let's be clear about
goodness gracious.
Say, you can say a lot of things about Game, but one thing you can't say is that boy can't rap. He can rap his ass off.
He's talking about mama's mustaches. He's going crazy. He's taking it there.
And since we're talking about kissing and telling, Nick Cannon also has a song where he talks about who he has sex with.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was we, Jeremiah. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, we got a person on the phone right now. Actually, Shorty Lowe's manager.
Johnny Cabell.
Johnny Cabell. Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning, man.
Sorry for your loss, man.
Yes,
we send
our condolences
bro.
To you, his family, and everybody.
Yeah, I'm right here with the whole D4F family. Moot B, Stuntman, Lil Mark, and waiting on Faye to come.
Man, so for y'all just joining us, this is actually Shorty Lowe's manager. And Shorty Lowe passed away early this morning. What happened? What do we know so far?
Johnny Cabell.
Man, I got stuff around, man. I had to be around about 4 something, and I just heard, you know, that Lowe was on me jet from a car. You know, it was a hit and run, leaving from the Blue Flame. You know, he was on Cascade. He got hit off Cascade, and he was ejected from the car. And he died on sight.
Was he by himself, or did he have somebody with him?
That's the part I'm trying to figure out. You know, I think somebody was with him, but I can't verify who it was just yet.
Hmm. Yeah, they are saying there are 2 other people in the vehicle that are in the hospital now.
Yeah. It's just hard because we just buried his father. We just buried his father this past Saturday. Yeah.
Well, we all know Shorty Lowe for also being a great father to his own children, too.
Exactly. He was definitely there for his kids. And, you know, that's why I just needed support and the prayers from everybody. So, you know, because he was definitely a father to his kids. And, you know, Lowe, he was just real. He was just real all the way around the board. Anything anybody asked him to do, we always showed support. He was always there. You know, this one hard right here.
Sorry for your loss, Johnny, man. Salute to the whole Bankhead, Bowen Holmes, D4L.
Yeah, y'all just keep us in y'all prayers, man. Pray for his mom and pray for his family.
Definitely
and Johnny,
will,
please
man.
Keep us updated when you have information on any type of memorials, services, anything that where people can donate, whatever it is that has to be done.
I appreciate that.
Thank you, Johnny.
All right.
All right, when we come back, we got the rumors on the way. Don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, yesterday we all heard the Game's new diss track, Pest Control. He rhymes over the ooh beat as well.
He's disrespectful,
and
boy.
He gets at Meek Mill. He gets at Beanie Siegel. He gets at Sean Kingston. Here's a little snippet.
Now tell the world how you got your dip. You FaceTime Nicki while Safari was finished. Oh, shit, you ain't ish, but a rat to me, a snake that don't rattle me. Little homie won't scrap with me, time to body is faculty. I'm in traffic, be bumping this old Cassidy. Misha's another casualty, I'm fucking with me a tragic. The louder you scream, the whacker the verse. I put that if chaser logo on the back of your hearse. They say the meek shall inherit the earth. So I went and dug your ass up, cause Drizzy buried you first.
I've liked all the bars I've heard from this situation so far. I've liked the Game's 92 bars. I like Meek's record over the Ooh joint. But this one right here.
This one was really
Game
spin.
Really,
came
really
over.
Got
he
busy.
Said to Beanie Siegel, he looks like a beanbag. You were supposed to throw up the rock, not smoke it.
Game is crazy.
I want to hear how Beans replies.
Oh, Beans going to be, this is going to be interesting. Hopefully it stays on wax.
He told Meek you jumped Quentin Miller, now you don't scrap. It was time to go at Drizzy, and now you don't rap.
Beans not the same Beans, though.
How do we know that?
His voice is a little different. You don't have the same intensity. He still got bars, but I don't know if he's battle ready yet.
I don't know.
Right now.
Beans so meek is always Barbie ready, I keeps think. Keeps her thumb in your butt. Jeez.
Have you heard Beans lately?
No.
Exactly.
But that doesn't mean he lost it.
You ain't heard Beans' voice.
After
Beans got shot, his voice don't sound the same. He sounds a little. He actually sounds like kind of weak on records. His bars are there, but he don't sound like his strength is there. I think so.
After he got shot,
he got his what removed?
His lung. Yeah. Right.
And his voice is different. It don't sound like he has the same energy he once had. Game sounds intense, bro.
He does.
He said to Sean Kingston, he said, I'll get some clippers and cut your mama's mustache and F your sister while you watch because she's kind of thick.
Game is crazy.
I do want to hear what Beans comes with, but I wouldn't mind hearing another Meek response either. Meek got busy over the Ooh joint.
He definitely did, and I think Meek's going to respond. This is good. I think if it stays on wax, this is interesting.
If it stays on wax, and I think Steel sharpened Steel, and Game took it to another level with
this
those bars.
This is disrespectful.
Game got busy.
If you show Kingston, what do you do?
Stay my ass home and go do some push-ups and try to lose them titties I got. Okay? That's what I do if I'm Sean Kingston. All right? Sean Kingston has no qualms in this battle whatsoever. What you gonna do? Oh, bugger, bugger, bugger. I choke the chicken. Hell, game going. Oh, pata, wata, wata.
Is that your way of doing a reggae song or something?
What is a pata, wata, wata?
I don't know what you just did.
I don't want to hear that, man. I don't want to hear no pata, wata, wata.
What is a pata, wata, wata?
In this battle. I like bars. Keep it Game, Meek, Beanie.
We need
That's
a sound clash.
And you got to stop choking the chicken over there. Nobody chokes the chicken, man.
I've heard plenty of artists say choke the chicken when they do patois.
All right, well, the game also got caught by TMZ. And here's what he had to say about his Meek Mill diss track.
I find it a little difficult to be actually, you know, beefing with another African-American. On one accord, it's like, should be on this pod, you know, this Black Lives Matter push. And then on the other side, I got this beef with Meek going. So it's kind of like I'm torn. Makes me look bipolar, man. Between, like, take all the media, the social media, all of that out of the equation. And, me and Meek know what's up, man.
When was this?
He said TMZ yesterday. He said he feels
after
bipolar.
After he put out the song, he feels like after watching all these black men getting shot and killed by the cops.
That's why Game dangerous right there. Because you just never know what game you're going to get.
He also went on Wendy Williams and said this about Meek Mill.
It is what it is. You know, it comes down to a point where it's just like you got to deal with it as it comes, you know? So I feel like I was violated and... nobody's perfect. We all have days where, you know, we're at fault and we make mistakes. And, you know, some days are good, some days are bad. So you got to take them all together.
So he just had a...
Is that him saying he's bad or is he saying Meek's bad?
I'm not sure who he's referencing.
I don't trust none of that, bro.
But I'm not sure if he's saying he just had a bad day and was really mad.
I don't
mad
trust
or if
none of
saying...
that. You ain't rocking me to sleep, man. what I look like. Oh, yeah, it's all good. Then as soon as he take the bait, bam! Nope.
Listen, as long as they can keep this to diss songs back and forth, we're here for it. We would hate to see anything worse than that happen.
Yeah, but drop on the Clues Boss for Game. He got busy on it. I listened to that remix like 3-4 times.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Yeah. It's always good when you feel like somebody really says something disrespectful and pushed the line.
He didn't waste a bar.
He did not waste any bars.
He didn't waste a bar.
No.
I did a lot of like, ooh, whoa.
He didn't waste a bar.
And he did that. He wrote and recorded that in New York, so he's on his ish.
Yeah, he's in New York. Mm-hmm. All right, Donald Glover's comedy Atlanta has been renewed for a second season already, just after only 3 episodes.
Drop on the Clues Bombs for Donald Glover. I'm telling you, people that don't shower are so creative.
Now, I told y'all, because he actually created this show. He executive produced it. He's starring in it. And I seen it ahead of time, and I said, that show is hilarious, really good. I know a lot of times we talk about different things, but Atlanta is an excellent show. It's on FX. It's the most watched basic cable primetime scripted comedy premiere in 3 years, and the audience continues to grow.
And it combines everything that Donald Glover's good at. It combines rap, it combines comedy, and it combines
writing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's his thing. That's what he does. He did some stand-ups, he rapped, and he used to write for sitcoms. So
but if you guys haven't checked it out, I would strongly recommend. It's a hilarious show.
I didn't watch it last night. Oh, just come on tonight. Come on Tuesday, right?
Yeah, it didn't come on last night.
Oh, wait,
yesterday was Tuesday.
Yes, yesterday was Tuesday. We're confused because we're going to Vegas.
I don't know what day it is. Mm-hmm.
I know.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee. And Charlamagne, aren't we also hosting the Birth of a Nation screening tonight?
Yes,
we are. It's Wednesday. You forgot, huh?
I didn't forget. I just didn't know that was a public thing.
You tweeted about it.
Yeah, I did. But that's because I was going to give some people on Twitter. But I didn't say where
public.
It was.
I didn't say where it was either.
Oh, okay.
What are you talking about? You tweeted
it. You guys are. You sound a little bipolar now.
He said, I know it's a public thing. You tweeted it.
I know it's public.
I'm just trying to figure out where that Birth of a Nation came from.
And we were just talking about good shows. And then that
movie
is,
got you. Okay.
Yeah, and then that movie is about to come in theaters. And I haven't seen it yet. I know you saw it already.
Yes, I did.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
You
I'm Angela
guys
G.
are weirdos. All right. Charlamagne, who are you giving that donkey to?
Speaking of TV, shows.
Are we speaking of TV shows? Speaking of movies, Birth of a Nation, what are we talking about?
David Simon, creator of The Wire.
Okay,
he needs to come in front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
Bunch of donkey.
That's time for the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, donkey of the day for Wednesday, September 21st goes to the creator of The Wire, David Simon. Now, David Simon, creator of the HBO series The Wire, was slandered on Twitter Monday night after using the N-word. Now, I know David Simon created The Wire, and black people love The Wire. So many great black actors' careers were launched because of The Wire. And if you ever have a free weekend and just want to binge and watch some of the greatest TV you've ever seen, watch The Wire. Drop one of Clues bombs for The Wire, damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But making a TV show that black people love does not give David Simon a pass to use the N-word. Now, according to the New York Daily News, David Simon was weighing in on the upcoming stand-up special, a.k.a. Donald Trump Town Hall, to be hosted by Sean Hannity, that airs tonight, I believe. Now, what's special about this town hall? The GOP nominee Donald Trump will address issues facing African-Americans. Let me tell you something. I tell y'all this all the time, but America, as we know it, is a spoof, okay? All of this is satire. This is one long sketch comedy written by Neil Brennan, Dave Chappelle, Keenan Ivory Wayans, Sean and Marlon, Larry Wilmore. Like, this is pure comedy, okay? Donald Trump having a town hall addressing issues facing African-Americans, hosted by Fox News' Sean Hannity. That is comedy. Well, David Simon got on Twitter and tweeted, "Hannity, my nigga. If they couldn't get Ta-Nehisi or D-Ray to host, then who but you on the Pulse of America?" 4-star tweet, by the way. I mean, he touched on exactly what I was thinking as far as hosts go. You couldn't get D-Ray. You couldn't get I keep pronouncing Ta-Nehisi Coates. You couldn't get Mark Lamont Hill, okay? And then the level of sarcasm for saying when you can't get them, get Hannity. Drop one of Clues bomb, because I really enjoyed that tweet. I even understand why you tweeted it, okay? You were simply mocking the appointment of Hannity as host, but number one, sarcasm doesn't read well on social media. In fact, social media needs sarcasm font, but that well-executed sarcasm was wasted because of your use of the N-word. David, We are in the height of the Black Lives Matter movement. Every other day we turn on the news and see black people killed by the police for little to nothing. In the Caucasian Handbook, Chapter 1, Verse 32, it clearly states that white people can't use the N-word under any circumstances in these troubling times, unless, of course, they are racist white supremacists who are using the word as an insult, not as a term of endearment. Now, after being attacked on social media, David replied, "To the hall monitors, the use of the N-word with an A directly mocks the misuse of a white Fox interlocutor. Okay? I don't know how to pronounce it, but I know what it means. It's one who takes part in the dialogue and conversation. Interlocutor to address black issues. Okay? David Simon, no. That's not how any of this works. When it comes to the N-word, David Simon, you simply don't have the complexion for the protection. Okay, now I personally believe that the N-word isn't just a black thing. I think any race can be N-words, but not in the cool term of endearment kind of way. I use the N-word on everybody the way white people used it during segregation. For example, I was flipping channels last night and ended up on E, and I saw Rob Kardashian, and I said to myself, look at that fat, lost nigga, okay? So I use the word as an insult, but I use it on everybody. But David Simon, you can't use the word as a white man to mock another white man in reference to other black people. Because by you saying, Hannity my N-word, if they couldn't get Ta-Nehisi or D-Ray to host, then you are referring to Ta-Nehisi or D-Ray as N-words. Okay? You might as well have typed, Hannity my N-word, if they couldn't get the N-words they wanted to host, then why not you? Then David Simon hit the people with the, I use the N-word with an A, not an E-R. David, stay off Urban Dictionary. Stop listening to videos of Tupac and the meaning of the N-word and listen to me. Okay, I have the Caucasian Handbook right here. I will repeat. In the Caucasian Handbook, Chapter 1, Verse 32, it clearly states that white people can't use the N-word under any circumstances in these troubling times, unless, of course, they are racist white supremacists who are using the word as an insult, not as a term of endearment. The same way some people are telling Kaepernick and other players when it's a convenient time to protest police brutality and now was not the time to do this, I'm telling you, never is the proper time for the use of the N-word in regard to black people during this troubling time. Okay?
Who wrote the Caucasian Handbook?
A Caucasian. Please give David Simon the biggest hee-haw. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, man.
A Caucasian by the name of George Washington Lincoln Jackson.
All that?
Yes.
All right.
And I think he might have been Bush's third cousin.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, well, thank you for that, Duncan. Mm-hmm. Today, when we come back, ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, you can call her right now. Hit us up with your whatever you want to talk to about. If you need some advice or you're having some problems in your relationship, call her now.
And I have a new Gmail also.
585-1051. What's the Gmail?
HelpMeYe@gmail.com.
Say it fast three times.
HelpMeYe@gmail.com. HelpMeYe@gmail.com. HelpMeYe@gmail.com.
There you go. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Fabulous NTU. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. You got a question for Yee, you can call at 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie. They call her Stephanie. I call her Heaven.
Well, Stephanie, what's your problem?
Hi, Angela. 2 years ago, my boyfriend gave me herpes.
Whoa.
That's not funny. The gift that keeps on giving.
That's not funny.
And I've been dealing with this. So far, you know, I have protected sex. Everything is fine. My sex life is normal.
No, it's not.
Well, stop it, Charlamagne.
Leave her alone. Go ahead, mama.
It's as normal as I can make it, Charlamagne.
Okay, good.
So last week, I was celebrating my 21st birthday.
Okay. God, you got a long time to live with herpes.
Go ahead, Stephanie.
I met this guy at a bar. And we hung out for the first time yesterday, and it ended up going really well, and we ended up having sex. Well, after the fact, I realized that we did not use a condom.
Oh!
All right,
that's
calm
not
down.
Nice.
Go ahead, Stephanie.
So now I don't know what to do. I don't know if I should tell him or act like I don't know what's going on.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, let's keep
I don't know what to do.
You definitely should have told him before you had sex. Now, just because you had sex with him doesn't mean that he has herpes, but it would be the responsible thing for you to do to let him know that he could have potentially been exposed to the virus.
Well, tell me beforehand. Don't tell me after the fact.
Okay, well, it's too late now. She can't go back in time and tell him beforehand.
She should
because
be telling him beforehand.
Well,
before
of course she should.
That.
That's why we're having this discussion. Now it happened, and she has to figure out what to do. And for all you guys out there, that's why you don't have unprotected sex with people you meet in a bar, okay?
What ball
that
was
is
it?
True.
What ball was it, Stephanie?
What you mean? What, that's true. You have unprotected sex, too. It takes two people to have unprotected sex.
Hey, Charlamagne, calm down. Calm down. What happened? It happens all the time. You've had unprotected sex with people you just met also, right?
We've had unprotected sex together.
Right, you both did. So, yes, we know she should have told him, but no, she didn't. It's said and done with. Now she's figuring out how do you move forward.
Oh, boy.
Okay, the responsible thing for you to do would be to let him know. Are you still in contact with him?
I have not heard from him, actually. So that made it, I was like, well, maybe I should just move on.
No, you better not move on.
Oh,
you got to tell him.
Do you have his information?
I do have his information.
Okay, well, then I would recommend, and just so you know, they do have these e-cards that you can send out anonymously.
You better not sit on no damn e-card.
No, listen.
Oh,
to
my God.
You better not.
Hey, listen, if you don't want to tell him that it was you specifically, because who knows how many people he's going to a bar with and having random unprotected sex with, right?
True.
You could.
What about her going to bars with herpes, having random unprotected sex?
Anyway, like I was saying, you can send an anonymous e-card to tell him that he should get checked out and that he has been exposed to the virus if you don't want to contact him personally.
You have to tell him, Stephanie.
But that is a way to tell him and to let him know that he has been exposed to it.
And you have to tell every man that you have sex with from here on out. You need to wear a t-shirt that says, I have herpes.
Stop it,
whenever
guys,
you're in
stop
public
it.
Oh, my God.
Okay?
Relax.
If you don't want to tell him, you're too scared to tell him, tell Angela Yee to tell him the shit.
Listen, I'm telling you, you can send this anonymous e-card out, so he doesn't have to know it's from you, but he should know that he was exposed to this.
This is sad.
Okay.
All right.
Are you going to tell him?
I am going to tell him. I've told other guys before. It's just that this time it was after the fact, and I just didn't know what to do.
You were drunk, and it's after the fact,
and now you're trying to go back and figure out what can you do. The responsible thing, like I said, let him know. If you're too embarrassed to say it was you and you're never going to see him again, you can send that anonymous card.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
You gotta tell him. Yes. Gotta tell him.
And please, full disclosure with all men beforehand from here on out, please.
All women.
Absolutely. I promise.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Stephanie. At least she cares enough to want to tell him after the fact.
No, she didn't care enough. She told him beforehand.
Okay,
what do you mean?
Well, she didn't. Listen, you guys, there's nothing that can happen now. She already did it. Of course, she said she's not going to do it again.
No.
Now we got to figure out how do you rectify the situation.
No, this is herpes. This is the one that you can't get rid of.
You're not for nothing. You should get some jail time for this.
Yes,
absolutely.
Charges.
You know you have herpes.
Absolutely.
And then you say, oh, well, I'm telling him after.
Listen.
You should get some jail time.
With all of these different
criminals. You guys, he might not even have herpes. You know that, right?
Well, we don't know. But
you don't know that.
With all these different criminal sexual cases going around, that's a form of rape.
That's a form
it's
of
not a form
sexual
rape.
Assault.
It's some type of sexual assault.
No,
that's a sex crime. Yes, it is.
It's not
some
rape.
Type of sex crime.
That's a sex crime.
That's some type of sex crime.
You sex crime.
You did not tell me you had herpes. You did not give me full disclosure. Now I got herpes. I didn't
he
give you consent
have,
to give me
we
herpes.
We don't know that he has herpes.
We don't know he don't.
Okay,
I didn't give you consent.
Don't know that.
I didn't give you consent to give me herpes.
How do you know he don't have herpes already?
Oh,
oh my goodness. See, now he got herpes.
You don't even
he got
know.
A bump. His bump is bleeding.
It's all his fault.
Yep. Mm.
Right?
All right.
No one's saying it's his fault, but her question was, now that she did what she did, how can she fix the situation?
She can't going to church and repenting, praying for her.
Goodness.
That's what she needed to do.
Goodness.
Well, you know, this is Ask Ye, right?
800-585-1051 is The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Rihanna with Work. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. I'm scared to talk to anybody else today.
Yeah, I don't know why y'all are scared. Listen, she did what she did. Now she had to fix the situation as best as she can.
Of course,
you should tell somebody beforehand, but she didn't. It's done, okay?
Yeah,
it's
done.
Now she has to tell him. That's all.
All right. Line 9.
Goodness gracious.
Hello?
Hey, good morning.
Do you have herpes?
No.
Okay, I'm
okay,
sorry.
What's your question, hon?
I was like, what the hell? Sorry.
Sorry, go ahead. What's your question for you?
All right, so I was with somebody for about 4 months, but we would argue a lot. We had a great friendship, but when it came to the romantic part, it was not good.
He wasn't good in bed?
No, that he was good in. But he was very insensitive. Like, he was just not considerate, thoughtful, like...
Okay.
All that. So... during that time frame, like towards the end, I was already kind of getting fed up. I didn't feel like he was taking me and my feelings seriously. So I had kind of met somebody else, but we were just friends.
Okay.
And then I broke up with him because I was like, okay, I can't do this anymore. But when I met the new person, we kind of clicked right away. Like, he understood me like 100%. But I haven't told my ex that I kind of met somebody else.
Okay.
So, like, trying to, I guess, win me back. And I don't want to lose our friendship.
Well,
but I don't want to lose my man trying to stay friends with my ex.
There's a couple of different things going on here. And I think you already know what it is that you need to do. Number one, it's really not fair to your ex, if you care about him as a person, for you to actually let him feel like he might still have some hope in winning you back if he doesn't. Is there a chance that he could win you back at all?
No.
Okay, so it's actually kind of cruel for you to keep on being nice to him and being friends with him, because he right now is under the premise that, okay, I'm going to somehow win her back because she still cares about me. If you do indeed still care about him as a friend, then you will leave him alone. Sometimes when you break up with somebody and the other person still has feelings for you, the best thing that you can do is leave him alone so he can go on and find somebody that can make him happy, that he makes happy as well. And then the other side of it, this is not doing anyone any good, because I'm sure it's a little bit annoying to you to have somebody trying to get with you who you don't want to be with. And then you're also lying to your new man.
Yeah.
There's just a no-win situation with you being friends with your ex.
You're right.
Okay? So do the right thing. Focus on your new relationship. You'll be surprised about how much you're actually hindering yourself from welcoming somebody into your life that you really love and care about by holding on to the past for no reason.
Yeah, you're definitely right about that. And I gotta let him be happy.
So maybe further on down the line, once he's found somebody, you two can be friends somewhat. But right now, you can't.
Yeah, you're definitely right.
Okay, you trying to be nice is just making it worse and dragging it out.
Yeah, and I don't want to hurt him.
I mean, you're going to hurt him. But
yeah,
let's just cut the cord now.
Definitely right.
And it'll be a big relief for you as well not to have to worry about that anymore.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's stressful.
Yeah, I don't want to look over my shoulder. Yeah. Like, I don't want to get caught, like, trying to stay friends. I know I'm not doing it wrong, but...
It looks wrong and it feels wrong, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
All right, well, then it's probably wrong.
Yeah.
Alrighty,
thank
you.
No problem.
All right, Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Ye, you can call her. Now, Ye, you got rumors coming up?
Yes, we will give you an update on Shawty Low. We told you he passed away this morning in a car accident. We'll give you an update with that. His manager also called in. Also, NASCAR, are they racist? They are being sued for $500 million. We'll tell you how Steve Harvey is involved as well.
All right, keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Teyana Taylor was on Wendy Williams, and of course, she talked about her boo, Iman Shumpert. Here's what she had to say.
So your man, Iman, is
amazing.
He's amazing.
He's so big and strong.
I love your wedding ring.
It's an untreated ruby. Untreated is when it's raw. It's a raw ruby. So
let
it's worth
look
a
at
lot
that.
More. He's so supportive because he's in the studio with me. He's riding with me. That shower scene, we almost made Junior number two, girl.
Drop on a clues bomb for Tiana Taylor. Happy right. Tiana's getting all the shine she's getting right now.
She's all in mm-hmm. love and whatnot.
Now we just need good music and Def Jam to put out an album, well, a properly supported album.
She talks about Kanye not really being so supportive for a while.
But, you know, I've been signing him for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think I was at that place. I don't think I was ready yet. I think timing is everything. And it's crazy because when I was younger, I used to get so frustrated. Like, why is he not doing anything with me? Like, what is it that I'm doing wrong? Like, come on, I need to get it popping. Had I not been through what I've been through, been in a happy space and be in love, I don't think it would have came out the same way. This was a very emotional performance for me. It was bigger than a sports bra and a thong.
It's her time, though. Tiana's 7 album was real dope. Didn't get the proper support from the label.
It's her time.
But I think it's her time.
And I love that her and Rihanna have made up after their quote-unquote feud as well. So that's a nice thing.
She need to be dropping a record soon, though.
All right.
Like yesterday.
Now, The Game was also on Wendy Williams. And remember he put out that song, Sauce, where he talks about smashing 3 Kardashians?
Yep.
All right, well, here is who those Kardashians are.
What's 3? It gets a little tricky. China ain't married yet. In all chillness and all love, it's all love. Sometimes things happen and they're uncontrollable, but I'm a good guy, those are good people, and it's all love.
The Game is honest, even to a fault, because sometimes you got to lie a little bit in those type of situations. I know you was asked the question, and I know you brought it up in your raps.
Right.
But I just don't think you should be kissing and telling.
All right, now, there was a rumor that Steve Harvey was going to try to buy a NASCAR team called Steve Harvey Races for Education, but he was denied by the Racing League, and they are alleging racial discrimination. Well, Steve Harvey says those allegations are not true. Here's what he had to say.
He was going to boycott Coca-Cola and have all these youth come down there and block the streets in front of Coca-Cola. I said, I'm not with that. Now, if you want to expose them to NASCAR, that's what I'll do for underprivileged youth. I do not support anything else you're talking about. I don't want no damn race team. I don't even like fast-ass cars. That man going to mess around. I wish he had some money so I could sue him, but he ain't got none.
Drop on a clues bomb for Steve Harvey, the OG, damn it.
Man, leave the OG alone.
Now, NASCAR is being sued for $500 million because they're saying the Racing League has discriminated against teams and drivers on racial grounds. That's according to the plaintiffs in the suit. Those plaintiffs are Terrence Cox and his company, Diversity Motorsports Racing. They filed that lawsuit. They're saying that there's only one of the 18 teams that includes black people amongst their owners, and none of the drivers in the top tier Sprint Cup Series, and only one in the Xfinity Series are African American.
Doesn't Nelly have a team, or didn't Nelly have a team?
Apparently not. I don't know.
Steve Harvey said he don't like no fast-ass cars, okay?
It's not true.
He like to be chauffeured around in his Maybach and Bugatti.
It's and nice and slow.
Whatever other form he got.
Phantom.
Who knows?
At the speed limit.
It's Mossad. Mm-hmm. He got a lot of them.
Hey, all right.
Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt have broken up. No more Brangelina, okay?
And white people are distraught, acting like they dog died.
Well, they have 6 kids together, so Angelina Jolie did file for divorce yesterday, citing irreconcilable differences. She is asking for physical custody of the kids, and she wants to make sure that Brad Pitt only has visitation rights. He will fight her on that, by the way. So it has to do with allegedly the way that he was parenting the children. She has a problem, she's saying, with his methods and also his consumption of weed and alcohol. And she said all of that mixed with what she believes is an anger problem. She feels it is dangerous for the children.
What if Brad only fighting for visitation for the ones that's actually his?
They all his.
We about
they
to are. See how much he care about that little United Nations family they got right now.
I think they have 3 biologically. Right,
they?
And
nah,
three
know.
That they adopted.
They got a lot.
Let's see if he care about the little black and Asian baby now.
Now, Brad Pitt gave a statement to People. He said, I'm very saddened by this, but what matters most now is the well-being of our kids. I kindly ask the press to give them the space they deserve during this challenging time. So there you have it. It's the end of an era. There were a lot of memes going around yesterday with Jennifer Aniston involved. Some people were saying that the real split reason is because Brad Pitt was cheating with one of his co-stars.
Or drop on the clues bombs with Brad Pitt for being consistent.
Marion Cotillard, but we don't
that's
know
true.
If that's really what it is. According to Angelina Jolie, it's just because of his parenting, his anger issues, and his substance abuse issues.
Wait till that other shoe drop and they'd be like Brad Pitt dating Lupita Nyong'o. Whoa! Whoa, whoa, whoa.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, the People's Choice Mix is up next. Let me know what you want to hear right now at DJ Envy. Hit me up with your request, and I absolutely positively got you. All right, shout out to our family at Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. And also today, Angela Yee and I will be stopping in Brooklyn for a little bit today.
Well, I stop in Brooklyn every day.
Well, this is something special in Brooklyn today. Mm-hmm. Our juice bar has finally opened up. It's a soft opening. We're going to do the grand opening soon. So if you're in the area of Malcolm X, 277 Malcolm X Street in Brooklyn.
Right. It's in Bed-Stuy. It's right off of McDonough.
Yeah. So we're going to be over there for a little bit today and come have some juices with us.
As a matter of fact, next week I'm going to juice all week and document everything that I'm doing from the juice bar. You with it?
From rooter to tooter? Like nothing else but juicing?
Uh-huh.
All right. I'm with you.
You sound a little bit shaky.
Nah, I'm going to do it. We'll do it next week. All right. It's The Breakfast Club. Mix is up next.